Some polls put it up at about 80-90% of people that feel like inflation is personally hurting them. Sarah Foster joins us now from Bankrate. I don't know who the 10% are that feel like it's not, Sarah, but boy, I wish I could be one of those folks. Sarah, thanks for hopping on the line with us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, John.
And I mean, it really is, I think, hurting people so much because it is so broadly across the board in terms of what is affected. And it is also somewhat concentrated in the everyday things that we need to buy.
Absolutely. And I think what's really interesting is that once you see such broad-based inflation, it just becomes a unanimous issue, kind of as you pointed out. With we see similar findings in our Bankrate polls where we saw that pretty close to 93% of Americans said that they had noticed inflation, whether it was at the grocery store or the gasoline pump. And then pretty close to 3 in 4 Americans said that it was negatively impacting their wallets. And so I think Bankrate, we looked at 50 consumer staples. We wanted to track, you know, which of these everyday items are getting most expensive. And, you know, kind of the bad news here, really only one item of the 50 didn't get more expensive.
Oh, wait, what is it? Don't bury the lead. What is it?
It's related to utilities. It's wireless telephone services, where they're pretty much less than a percentage point below where they were a year ago.
Oh, that's boring. Mine still feels too expensive. I don't care if it went down a percent. Okay, I was kind of amazed at how many in the top 10 were grocery related. Well, I guess I shouldn't be amazed. They are those everyday items. But what, it's 6 in 10 of the top, 6 of the top 10 items are from the grocery store.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just to zoom in on those items, a lot of them were concentrated in dairy. We saw eggs up 32%, butter, margarine up about 20%, chicken, which was interestingly enough, and it's been in the news for the past couple of months where there has been a bird flu kind of impacting supply, but chicken prices are up 17% from a year ago, and that was also the largest increase on record.
Wow. And with inflation at about 8%, generally speaking, and fruits and vegetables up at about 8%, hey, at least they're just the cost of money, right? It's just the exact same thing. And maybe that's why we should all be eating more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's really interesting when we kind of talk about ways to limit the impact that inflation has on our wallets. I think speaking with lots of experts, a lot of them like to point out how, you know, maybe we should decide to be a vegetarian for a while, just because it's getting so much more. It's a lot cheaper to eat fruits and vegetables than it is to, say, buy meats right now, which are up about 12% over the past year. But I will kind of take a step back here and say that you know, the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of the U.S., they're really, so to speak, the arbiters of inflation. They control it. Their objective is 2%. So even if fruits and vegetables aren't increasing as much as meats, I mean, they're still at about 8% from a year ago. They're still rising at a much faster rate than really we would like to see inflation overall.
Absolutely. And we know about gas prices, right? We talk about that all the time, but it's those other things. It's the gas service that you're getting. It's the TV stuff. I mean, it's everything in terms of the energy costs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of zooming in on food is really interesting, too, because energy is very pervasive. So I think it's kind of like a chicken or the egg situation where you see gasoline up about 50%, which is obviously impacting lots of energy services. But it's also impacting how much we pay for food, because every industry, frankly, requires energy for transportation, production, manufacturing. It all kind of adds up in the end, especially when you see energy prices soaring as fast as they have been as of late.
What about our pets, taking care of our pets?
Yeah, so I think this is another, if you think about a consumer staple, you might not really think about pet products, but pet products, if you have a pet, especially so many of us have got more animals, you know, during the coronavirus pandemic, those kinds of pet care products haven't risen at this fast of a rate since 2009. So it's up about 8% from a year ago, and then kind of personal care products more broadly are up about 3%. But still, you know, as fastest rates in over a decade, it's definitely something that lots of Americans are noticing, especially when you think about how broad-based inflation is.
One thing that, you know, just for friends I talk to who are renting, just the amount that they've said that they've had to shell out either to their current landlord or when trying to find a new place, I was kind of surprised at the number of rent. The percentage seemed low to me. I guess it depends on location and also context.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it is very fascinating, because obviously we do have to kind of note the caveat that 5%, that is that national rate. And so we do like to think that, you know, there are these personal inflation rates that individuals have kind of based on where they live and the items that they buy. But even that seemingly modest 5% increase was the biggest since February 1987. And I think looking at rent is so fascinating because it's obviously one of the stickier aspects of inflation, because economists do like to say that, you know, those energy prices, those food prices, they're volatile from month to month. But, you know, when you sign a lease, you're locked in for several months at a time, if not a year.
Right.
So this is something that just lingers in our wallets for longer.
And rent never goes down, I feel like, right? Like, landlords aren't usually going to give you a break. I guess maybe if there's, you know, national trends, of course, and the demand goes down, you might see it go down. But for the most part, people seem to think that it always goes up. All right, Sarah Foster, I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks again.